Revelatory encounter number 11. Grab your journal for this final encounter. It's going to be good. Today, we are going to practice setting our bowls out to collect the rain of the Holy Spirit. You are the bowl being set out to encounter the drink of the Lord. He will bring a refreshing to you as you sit in His presence. It is the ultimate refreshing sensation. Let's get started by thinking upon His goodness. Thank you, God, for your goodness. Right now, Holy Spirit is flashing up moments in time where you have seen His goodness in your life. With each memory flash, I want you to thank Him, praise Him, adore Him. He's so good. Lord, thank you for never-ending mercy and love in my life. I am a container for your glory, the very essence of you. I set myself in front of you as a container to receive your rain. Open up yourself however that looks for you and listen for the sounds of heaven. Now move the sounds you hear from your ears out through your mouth and into the atmosphere. You are creating an atmosphere for Him to fill. The atmosphere you are creating is not foreign to you. It is home. This is your place of shelter. This is a place of rest and renewal, of oil and wine, healing and power. You have made an atmosphere now like a bowl set out for Holy Spirit to rain in. Now receive His rain on your face and into your being with your eyes closed and behold Him. If you want to keep going further, pause this recording and ask the Lord where else He wants to take you and why. He's always ready for an adventure. Just don't forget to write it down. Homework every day this week. In a quiet and unrushed place, read these verses with the Holy Spirit as a declaration over your life and the lives that you touch. Joel chapter 2, verses 23 through 29, English Standard Version. Be glad, O children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For He has given the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you abundant rain. The early and the latter rain is before. The threshing floors shall be full of grain. The vats shall overflow with wine and oil. I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army, which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel and that I am the Lord your God and there is no one else. And my people shall never again be put to shame. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even on the male and female servants in those days, I will pour out my spirit.